Hopes are fading in Venezuela as search and rescue efforts ramp up to find survivors in the wake of last week's twin earthquakes. At least 1,700 people are known to have died, according to the government, but that number is expected to rise significantly, with tens of thousands of people still missing. There's growing anger in Venezuela at the government's response. Many are saying that the state has failed to mobilise enough resources, and that's left communities trying to rescue people themselves, often with nothing more than their bare hands. International organisations have been dispatching teams to the country. Margarita Sanchez is a UNICEF emergency specialist who's been deployed to Venezuela. She's currently in the capital, Caracas. Margarita, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Can you tell me about the scale of the damage that you're seeing in the city?
So what we're seeing on the ground is really a dire situation due to the earthquake that struck a few days ago. So we're seeing just thousands of families they've been displaced following the collapse of their homes. Right now they're living in temporary shelters under very dire conditions at this moment. We're also, seeing a huge impact on children and adolescents, especially as they went through a very difficult time a few days ago. So we're seeing a lot of need for psychosocial support for children as well. We are seeing, there's a need to also provide safe drinking water. So we're seeing the water systems have also been destroyed. The networks have collapsed. So this really has forced communities to begin relying on water trucks and on emergency shipments to be able to have water and to prevent any type of outbreaks. So we're really seeing a situation where family and children are truly affected by this. But we are seeing humanitarian actors and the government on the ground trying to provide, to continue the rescue operations, but also trying to attend to the needs of the people affected by the earthquake.
Yeah, clearly the needs are great and potentially could become even greater if there are compounding issues with outbreaks and disease. Look, the coastal city of La Guaira, north of the capital, has been one of the hardest hit areas. Have UNICEF teams managed to get there? Have you got an assessment of how the situation is there?
Yes, we are on the ground in La Guaira and also carrying out needs assessments in other areas also impacted. But La Guaira, which is, as you said, the northern coastal, has been, it's one of the most impacted zones. So there we are on the ground providing humanitarian assistance to children and families. And this has mainly focused right now on provision of water and sanitation services. Especially as I mentioned, there's a very important need of provision of safe drinking water as well as provision of sanitation services such as latrines and hand washing stations to be able to prevent any type of outbreak as well. But we're also providing psychosocial support to children and families and their caregivers and to be able to provide protection services at this time. So we are in La Guardia and also we're in other points across the affected municipalities as well.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Margarita Sanchez, a UNICEF emergency specialist who's been deployed to Venezuela, is our guest. Margarita, what are some of the barriers and the difficulties in getting those important supplies like fresh water and sanitation supplies into Venezuela?
Right now, we're working very closely with the government, and so we have been able to secure two shipments now that have come in. Our first shipment arrived yesterday with 20 tons of medical supplies, water, and sanitation hygiene materials, as well as tent from our UNICEF regional warehouse in Panama. And we're expecting a second air shipment to arrive tomorrow with 48 tons of additional critical relief supplies directly from our central hub in Copenhagen. So all of these items and humanitarian relief shipments are structured to provide direct life-saving support to over 100,000 individuals. So we have been able to get in. the government has been able to facilitate the coming in of all of the supplies and to be able to deliver those items as soon as we can to the population that's in need.
That seems important because I know there seems to be a lot of anger directed towards the Venezuelan government about the what's seen as a slow response to this disaster, but you're saying they have been helpful in facilitating groups like yours to be able to get supplies into the country?
Yes, so the government right now is very much, as you mentioned, focusing on search and rescue operations. And then we're coordinating closely with the government and through the United Nations humanitarian team to be able to reach the people most in need. And so we're doing this through the coordination mechanisms that exist in the country. And so we've been able to support and provide the relief aid that is needed in the country.
Margarita Sanchez, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.